I'm here with the fabulous who's been in my shadow. Congratulations, lady.
Thank you.
This show, you are freaking funny.
Thank you.
So you have this one season all taken care of.
Uh-huh.
And you had a lot of fun doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The first season? Well, I went in. I just came in for the audition, and I had read that they were doing a Latino version of One Day at a Time, and I read that Rita Moreno was already attached to it, and Norman Lear was attached to it, and I didn't really know anything else except those things, and I was actually the first person that they saw. So I was working in Dallas. I was doing Queen of the South in Dallas, and I flew out here to audition because I had a day off. Miraculously, I had the day off, which was amazing. And I walked in, and that's it. The rest is history. It was pretty easy, actually. It was really pretty easy. I mean, we had to finagle some stuff with Queen of the South, and you know, Dana Walden was gracious enough to allow me to leave to do this, to have this opportunity to do this show. Both great shows, Queen of the South, One Day at a Time. So I feel pretty, pretty lucky right now.
I do miss you on Queen of the South.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so it was like, oh, man.
Thank you, thank you.
And now, in the panel, they mentioned an episode about
the VA.
The VA. My brother is a veteran, 20 uh-huh. years in the Navy.
Wow.
And he's had some episodes like that.
Right here.
That was really profound and really funny. To watch you eat those Cheetos.
And you know what? I was like, why didn't they give me Doritos? I freaking love Doritos. Cheetos, no tanto. Unless they're the flaming Cheetos. I'm obsessed with those. That should have gave me those right there. But yeah, yes. You know what's funny about that episode is that was my major concern, eating all those damn Cheetos. I was like, guys, can we get something that's not this? Only because I had to keep eating them, you know?
Well, the whole scene is really, I mean, the way it was set up, I mean, the gummy bears, I mean,
everything.
The things I was like, what the gummy bears are there?
And I love that. I love that you notice all those little things that they put a lot of effort into. They really think about all of those. I am so excited and grateful that people love that episode, really, because it was scary to just be by myself throughout the whole time. Just me. It was scary, but I'm happy I did it.
Even though it was the vets that you were on hold, but so many of us have had those episodes.
Girl,
you've actually had family members.
The IRS. Oh. I mean, we can go on and on. Home Depot. Don't call Home Depot. You'll be on. I mean, really, they need to work on that. Happens all the time.
So now you're into season two, and how do you feel about this?
I feel great. It went by way too fast. I mean, all of us. That's one thing that we all cannot believe that we're already. Today we're filming our ninth episode today, so we do 13. It's bittersweet, you know. It's super exciting to be here and wonderful to tell these stories, but sad that it's going to end soon. And the wonderful thing is I can't wait for all of you guys to see the second season. And honestly, I don't even remember the episodes because we go so quickly. We really do. And so I think once September 12th is our last day that we're shooting, I think that'll be an emotional day.
And you actually do it in front of a live audience?
Oh, yeah. We're in front of a live audience. Absolutely. I think there's 150 people in the audience. Something like that. Maybe a little bit more, but in front of a live audience.
And I love that you said that it's like a play.
Yeah, it is.
And it does have that feel. But it's beautiful.
It is. It's like we don't, you know, it's rare. We have 10-page scenes. We have 20-page scenes sometimes. So it's really good for us, too, because there's a through line with everything. You know, we're in front of an audience, we're telling a story, and it makes sense to us too. So it makes sense to you in the audience.
And everybody is fabulous.
Thank you.
The young actors that play your children.
They're amazing.
They keep up with you. You keep
oh,
up
yeah.
with them. And of course, the iconic.
Come on. Miss Rita Moreno.
that scene where they have the mascara.
Oh, CCC, and she's like, shit mask? Yeah, yeah. Hi, thank you. The shit mask, I love it.
Because that's probably what I would be saying, because That C-ation, it's just...
My mother does that. She says Shakespeare and Cher for chair. I'm like, okay, Mom.
And so, well, I've been wanting to do this with you for quite some time.
Fantastic.
You know, and I know you have this. Anything else that you're working on also?
Jane the Virgin. I'm going back to Jane the Virgin. So, you know, I did last season. I was lucky enough to be on that show and play with Jaime, Camille, and Gina. And Jenny Ehrman is just a genius. I love her. I'll be doing a little bit of double duty with this and Jane the Virgin. And, yeah, that's what I have so far. Vamos a ver.
Well,
si Dios quiere, ¿verdad?
Second season and once upon one day at a time. TCA.
Girl, there's too many. I get it.
Once upon a time and to a third season.
Yes, thank you. Gracias. I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.